really gunning for that position tonight.
I figured, shit, I was about to
gunning for or already achieved.
Well, you've got those glasses on that sort of say, you know, early
I have kids in
early,
my basement.
early attempt at NFL Thursday night football.
Right, but, yes, I also have a jacket that apparently is shorter than
nice.
It's very short.
Oh man. Oh, let's see what we got here.
Can we share this on social medias?
Yeah, you could totally on the Facebooks. It's totally
cool.
It's totally live. Anyone that's actually listening, we're just getting ready. We're waiting for like Leo, who I thought would have been the most punctual, is the least punctual at this point. Colin, what's that picture behind you? What is that?
Oh, that is I found my grandparents in the early 90s. They tried to get portraits painted of all the grandkids in our awkward stage.
Yes.
And I found it. And let me show it to you guys.
Oh, man, that's great. Story time.
That's really good.
That's awesome.
Mid-pubescence.
That's really nice.
Love it.
That's great.
I like how they're... I like how it really relates. It also relates to you now as a person because it's surrounded by emptiness.
Could you guys, while we're waiting for Leo to get here, could somebody tell us, a lot of you guys are involved in something that's going on tomorrow. And while we have this minute, Leo should be on here in a second, but maybe you guys can talk about what's going on for the Saint tomorrow. Yay.
Take it away, man.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Who, me?
Me? We're doing a fundraiser for the Saint to try to reach their fundraising goal. It's going to be a live streaming thing similar to this. And you could check it out at A Shared Universe on their Facebook page tomorrow. We'll also be kind of sharing it on our own Facebook pages. But there's a ton of comedians, a ton of musicians. I think we have like 45 or 50 performers or something doing like a song or two each, and it'll be fun, man. It'll be a good time, so you should check that out tomorrow. Colin is going to be on it, Ming and myself are hosting it, Mike Merrill is on it, Angelo's on it, it's going to be a good time, man. It'll be fun.
Yeah, what he said. Yeah, there's nothing to add to that. Never was done. So.
Maine, are you being held captive in a bank vault currently?
Yeah. What? Do I have time to make a cocktail?
Yes, Mike. No, you?
Sure.
Yes.
Sure.
I'll be right back.
He's just going to pour some Pine Sol into a solo cup. This won't take long.
Delicious. Delicious. I ran out of beer. I'm just down to tequila.
Oh, gee, we feel so bad for you.
Yeah. I'm going through every hard liquor that I have in the closet, so.
I mean, remember when you were saving it for something? This is it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh yeah, guys, this is great. I'm excited.
Cheers, folks.
Cheers.
Donga Shane.
Darling Donga Shane.
And Leo thought it wasn't going to happen.
Mike, where? Mike Merrill, I can't see you.
He's mixing a drink. He's getting some Pine Sol. Look at his dog. Look at his little dog.
Oh, now I can see everyone.
How do you do that?
Oh, twin lights. A little like a little checkerboard in the top right hand side of your screen.
It looks like a waffle.
Oh.
It looks like a waffle.
There we go.
Looks like a waffle.
Ming, you're cutting out.
What? Am I?
Ming, you're... Yeah.
Cutting out?
You're choppy.
You're choppy.
Yeah, your signal, it's like your I think it might be your Wi-Fi or internet.
I am hardwired in, so...
See, sometimes it's in, sometimes it's
yeah, out. I wonder, you might be... Are you hitting the signal really hard?
Guys, Mike Merrill just put his hood up. It's fucking go time.
It's like Lincoln Hawk whipping a hat to the back.
Yeah, Morgan.
Yeah, that is bad hair all around.
All right, so how do we do this?
What, Mike, what cocktail did you make?
I have a tequila with a little bit of cranberry lime seltzer and a splash of fresh lime juice.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Sounds lovely.
That's a serious.
Yeah.
That's why we waited so long.
It took me 45 seconds.
Ooh, is that a real fake mason jar, Mike?
It is. There is. Can I use all of Amazon?
Are you currently having a cocktail at any one of Asbury Park's many, many fine establishments that will serve you a $14 plate of nachos and a drink in a mason jar?
Yes, I am. I'm just trying to put myself in some sort of position to like remind myself that things are real, and that's what I'm doing.
Yeah,
that's what. Mike, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah,
yes, we can, Leo.
All right, good. Thank you,
buddy.
What's up, Leo?
What up,
Mike? Leo, you know that you can just rinse out the jelly jar if you want to actually keep it real, right?
I know I like to create mess, so yeah. I let that thing. I have a jelly jar. I leave like a little bit, like this much on the bottom, and then I just toss it.
Yeah. Now it's like a fruit drink.
I never look at everybody. I always look at myself.
I don't want that jelly to forget where.
I never even look at my left leg.
All right. So, Andrew, I'm going to let you sort of figure out what you want to do as far as the tone. Just so you guys know, I do have it's two rounds. Divided you up into Team 1 and Team 2. Team 1 is Leo, Mike Merrill, Taylor, and Mike McInerney. Did I get it right that time? I've said your name four different ways. I'd have gotten there eventually if you just kept saying no, no, no. Maybe just look at the letters, dumbass. Okay, so Leo, Mike Merrill, Mike McInerney, and Taylor, you are team number one. Team number two is Andrew, Angelo, Colin, and Ming. So I'm going.
Let's fucking ride.
Let's go.
Who's right. Who's right. On my team again?
Yeah,
I'm writing it down.
If you look down, your name has a little number before it. And so, if you look and you see Mike Merrill, can you see the
Taylor? Oh, see
yes, it's me, Taylor, the other Mike.
Ah. Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah. Nice.
I give him a hard time about his ridiculous drinkware choices, but ultimately, I trust him. Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take team number two, and I'm going to stick you off over in the woods where you will be able to see and hear team number one and hear the questions. You will not be able to talk. You will be muted. If team number one does not get the answer correct, or they just take too long because they can't come up with an answer, I will ask if you want to steal. You can steal for 1 point. A correct answer, if you are the team that is up, is usually worth 6 points. Last question of each round, question number six, is worth more points. So there you go. That's the very quick outline. Andrew has asked me to write questions. A number of, because it is the Totally Local podcast, there are a sprinkling of questions that relate to Monmouth and Ocean counties. It's a sprinkling.
I've lived in both of those places.
Are there, Jim, will there be any Union County questions?
No.
Totally Local podcast.
There's no ringing in, right? There's no like.
Will there be any Kate May questions?
No.
Taylor, if you're looking for the Union County questions, you need to go next door to the Totally Chlamydia podcast.
Very good.
Gotcha, Leo.
So anyway, okay.
I think hey guys, also love the presence of the woman in this podcast right now. This is wonderful.
I tried to get Jen Hampton. She was busy. She was the only girl that I knew that did the podcast.
She was busy not having a penis.
It's 10 o'clock on a Friday night. She sells high-priced art. I'm sorry. She's just too busy. Too busy to listen to me and Taylor and Colin and Leo try to talk over each other for fucking 2.5 hours.
2.5 hours?
It's usually 40 minutes, but trust me, I'm making a, you know, I can see the look on Mike McHenry's and Ming's faces. They know that this is going to run long.
The talkative group.
Yeah. All right. Cool. So should we start? You want to get this going, Andrew?
Yeah, let's do this.
All right. So I'm going to put most of team number two.
Could you lower the surf music a little bit?
Yes, I can. Just like that.
Thank you.
There goes Colin. There goes Angelo. Andrew, I'm going to keep you here so that we have. I'm going to keep you here so that you and I can sort of do a co-hosting opening.
Awesome.
All right. Shall we?
Yeah, let's do this.
All right. How's it going, Hawk Music and trivia fans of the greater northern New Jersey shore? I am Gentleman Jim, the third best trivia host in North America. I have here with us two teams of esteemed local talent and knowledge. Also, Taylor Allen is here. So we have pretty much everything covered. Teams of esteemed local talent and knowledge. Also, Taylor Allen is here.
All right. We don't have to rehash it already.
Pretty much everything covered. Teams of esteemed local talent and knowledge. Talent and knowledge. It's someone over here.
I got it.
Wow. It was you the whole time.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Come on, man.
So it looks like I am esteemed.
Yeah,
that was trippy, man.
I was not esteemed before. That was
trippy.
Okay.
I like a steamed vegetable. I'm sorry.
Sorry. I'm gonna lose.
Jen Hampton was right. What the hell have I done? I'm ignoring my wife on a Friday night to be with you, and he comes at me with the steamed vegetables. Hey, how's fatherhood treating you, Taylor? Sitting there home with a... Yeah, I thought so. Yeah, it shows. Andrew Talcott.
Yeah.
How are you from the totally local podcast? How are you this evening?
I'm doing great. I'm feeling really good. I'm so grateful that you, put this out
nothing
there.
Better to do. Yeah.
And I thank everyone for being here. It really means a lot. You guys are the totally local podcast all-stars, some of my favorites over the time we've been doing it. And Jim, thanks for hosting this.
Well, thank you very much for asking me. Andrew, let's, for those watching at home or in their car avoiding their families, let's go over what we are doing. We're playing some trivia. We are also giving a plug for a live stream tomorrow night for the Saint in Asbury Park.
Save the Saint.
It's been there for 25 years. Do not let it go away on our watch. Taylor Allen, you love the sound of your own voice almost as much as I do.
Yes.
So
you love the sound of my voice, or are you
close enough?
Okay. Okay. I'll take it.
Why don't you? You are one of the co-hosts for tomorrow. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what you have in lined up for people?
So we have a telethon situation.
Uh-oh.
StreamYard is actually cool, where you'll see the performances of the artists from 5 o'clock till around midnight-ish. We're going to be going, and we're going to be showing clips, like pre-recorded artists have sent in some stuff, and we're going to have people doing live songs and kind of comedy bits and all different things throughout the night, and people can donate. There's like a little donate button on it, and it's cool. It's like a little festival that you could just watch on your computer. Mike Merrill, to the bottom, the way I'm looking at it, to the bottom left of me, will be on there. I'll be on there, and it's gonna be fun. You should come check it out. A lot of good artists on there.
How do you get there? What do you do?
So the way that you can see it is if you go to a Shared Universe podcast studio on Facebook. It's going to be streaming from their Facebook page and also from like our Facebook pages, the people who are involved in it. Yeah, there you go. There's the graphic.
Look at that.
And there's a lot of the people that are on it. And there's also going to be some extra people included. But these are a lot of the people. And Rick Barry, I have to mention, because he has pretty much been helping me do this entire thing. And he's doing more than... like him and Meng are basically putting this together. I'm just like gonna be there being an idiot, but it'll be good. So I'm looking forward to it.
Sweet. All right.
Yeah.
Okay, so there you go. Now, as far as the game is concerned, we have two teams. Team number one is Mike McHenry, Taylor Allen, Leo Mack, and Mike Merrill. Mike McHenry, who are you?
First of all, he's the lead singer of Fractal Sasquatch, so that goes without saying.
Right.
So. Great name.
Oh, I didn't need him to tell me. I've got my Mike McHenry poster right over there. I'm talking about the slow folk at home.
Okay. All right. Mike, you got the rest.
Well, I'm totally locals, I guess, number one super fan, which means I comment on the poor sound in the first few seconds of the show. That curse has returned to me because you all sound like you're underwater the whole time.
Oh, boy.
And I'll do my best to kind of make do with what you sound like and see if I can answer any of these questions.
Your mic is a little messed up too, Mike McHenry. Could you like re-enter or something?
All right, let me try.
I like that there's about 374 years of combined experience in podcasting, live sound, stage work, and we all sound like we are talking through tin cans with a frayed rope between them.
Oh man.
Hey.
I think everyone else sounds okay. Am I wrong? Do I have to check it? Should I test it?
It's too late now. It's too late. Let them have something to argue about what they actually said in that broken thing.
I heard it on the stream. We sound good. Mike McHenry sounded all kind of fucked up. While he's away, though, he's really been with us from day one. He's our day one. And all right. He's an integral part. I want to get him on the show. He won't be on it. And he's in one of my favorite bands, Fractal Sasquatch. So.
Right. Leo Mack, while we are waiting for Mike McHenry to come back in, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself? Where can we find you when you're not just sitting there regretting your recent choices?
Probably here. I work from home and I'm usually here a lot. I am part of Totally Local because I co-hosted about 45 of the 62 episodes. So pretty big co-host. Did Pizza Quest, although Andrew hated it. Coastline Tour as well. So if you are a fan of Totally Local and you have listened to any of that, that is me. And I'm super excited to be back here in this strange time. Many people say I am the heart and the soul of Totally Local. I'm definitely the talent. So I'm excited to be back here and lend my gifts out to all of you watchers.
Oh man, that's perfect.
Nice. I like that.
Was there a theme song for Pizza Quest?
There was
at some point.
There was. There is.
Do you have it handy or no?
I mean, oh, well, I you do. Can, I'm mic'd in. I could play it if you want to hear it.
Can you play it? Yeah, because I remember it was like vague. It was like vaguely like stereotypically Italian. Like it was questionable.
That's not. I don't think that's really. You know.
I mean, I want to hear it. To be honest, if you have it.
I mean, yeah. I mean, if Jim, you don't mind us totally going off course, do you?
I don't care.
All right, perfect. Here, you guys, go. Now, this isn't racist.
That's a good way to start it.
Right, yeah, you know.
In a world where like one's life and the pizza you eat is the pizza you live by, the brave must rise up, travel to find the finest cheese, the crispiest crust, and the most magnificent sauce.
This is the best part.
Pizza, pizza, please.
There's more.
It's still bad.
I like that it really can't be you can't nail down its specific racism because there are about 9 different accents in the course of
listen
20 seconds.
Pizza.
That was an Italian man. I hired an Italian man to do that. It's all straight legit. If you have an Italian person do it, then it's not racist. That's what they told me.
Yeah.
Right?
Did some filthy Spaniard tell you that?
Or a guy from Michigan. Can I raise the volume on this, Heather?
Oh, you sound better. Yeah. Mike McHenry, super fan and lead singer of Fractal Sasquatch. That's definitely better. See, we did figure it out, Jim. It took all of us, but
there you go. Mike Merrill, there are 14 people in the state of New Jersey who don't know who you are. Tell them who you are.
My name is Mike Merrill. Thank you for having me on. I'm a local DJ. I've been in Asbury for a long time. Been doing this stuff since about 2005. I used to DJ at the Lane sometimes and Jim would yell at me. Actually, it's funny that me and Jim, the first time we ever met, we had a standoff where he was yelling at me, only cause I didn't really know what I was doing for the most part, but, we didn't talk to each other for about a year. But here we are.
Yep.
it's great to be here. I'm really excited to see all of your faces. I'm really good friends with a lot of people on this panel, and it's fun to be here. And I'm excited about the same show tomorrow, Taylor.
Yes.
Yeah. Good job, man.
Yeah.
All right,
guys. Yeah.
Taylor Allen, when you are not obviously the preeminent voice in high school girls field hockey play-by-play. What are some of your other talents that perhaps some of the people at home are not aware of? Tech support.
Jim,
I'm going to say he used to work
Jim, you know, ventriloquism, you know, cherry picking. What do I not do? But what I will say is, besides all of those talents, I am a trivia god, and I can't wait to bless the people of the earth with my knowledge of things. So let it rip.
Is that how we start? quick question before we start, and right before I throw Andrew over there with his teammates, the bow tie, real or clip on?
It's not a clip on, but it is not a real bow tie. It's one of the ones that wraps around, and it. I guess it's a clip on, but it's not a clip on in the front.
Is it a zipper?
It's in the back. It's got a hook. Come, it's like a step.
Yeah.
Is that a clip on? I thought a clip on was just right here.
I mean, I guess, yeah. But
it's a clip on. You're right. It's a clip on. But let me just say, it is a clip on. But if I did want to look as much like an owl as I could tonight because of my wisdom,
right?
And I feel like I've done a good job at
that.
Taylor,
as long as we win,
you know that I gave you.
Yeah,
Taylor.
Is that the tie that you gave me?
Is that the free tuxedo that you earned because of me?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Wow.
I was gonna say.
Yeah,
like,
well.
Okay, so
do we have time for a quick story?
Yeah. Carol, tell the story because Taylor's internet connection sucks.
Taylor, I got married once. No, I am no longer married, and that's okay. But Taylor was in my wedding party. Mm-hmm. And he was It's basically like the day where you have to get dressed for your wedding day. You have your
groom. Yeah, it's like an hour before your wedding. An
hour before the wedding. So Taylor was one of my groomsmen in my wedding. And he showed up to the hotel. We were all getting dressed in a hotel. And he showed up and he had a completely different colored suit than my whole bridal party. This is like a Saturday morning. And he gets there and we're like, I don't know what the fuck we're going to do. I have no idea. So we call, it was like a men's warehouse thing that was right down the street. So luckily they had the suit for the day in stock, but they felt so bad that they actually gifted him a free
suit. That was great.
They gave him the tuxedo to keep.
Yeah. They felt so bad about
the Well, they let me, gave me like a gift certificate basically to get a free tuxedo or free suit, which was great for me.
Speaking of gift certificates, Jim, did you tell them about the prize structure, the hierarchy?
No, it's a fantastic segue. Thank you very much for pointing it out. The teams today, the winning team will be receiving, Andrew, you said some type of t-shirt, right?
The first official first printing of the Totally Local Podcast t-shirt. That team will win that shirt.
Yes.
Whoa.
I knew there was a reason.
Yeah.
But there's more. But wait.
And the MVP... and I am going to decide the MVP based entirely on arbitrary and capricious criteria that I will make up along the way. The MVP...
Well, I feel like I have already won at this point, then.
Keep thinking that. Okay. The MVP will get a gift certificate for Trama's Trattoria.
Ooh.
In Long Branch, New Jersey.
That's right.
Fine Italian food.
So good.
Locally located Trama's Trattoria in Long Branch. So
stakes is high.
That's awesome.
I'm excited to get fatter than I've gotten in the last 6 weeks. Just like I'm gonna get fat. I want to just keep eating. Keep eating carbs and then not have anything to do to like work those carbs off. So let's do it.
All right.
Yeah.
Andrew. Okay. Whoa, okay, 6 hours in, it's time for round one, question number one. Leo, are you still awake?
I'm still here.
Still here, okay, fantastic. All right, six question round. First five questions are worth 6 points apiece. Team number two, I see you over there. There's a little button at the bottom that says raise hand. If you think you know an answer, go ahead and raise your hand and maybe you can steal if they don't get the answer. Round one, question number one. It is not the toughest question of the night. Who would Napoleon Dynamite want you to vote for?
Pedro.
Pedro is correct for 6 points. Question number two. Question number two is a history question. It is a history question that relates to New Jersey. When Senator Joseph it's a U.S. history question, and it is our favorite kind of question. Mike McHenry, it is a red baiting question. I don't know what that means. But when Senator Joseph McCarthy claimed to have evidence of communists employed in the U.S. government, where did they all allegedly work? In New Jersey. Taylor thinks he knows.
Do you guys know?
You can discuss amongst yourselves.
Do we get points off if we get a wrong guess?
No.
No one knows?
No, I don't know.
And just some idea.
So we're hot topic.
You're saying, come on. It was fun. Slowing it down. That's
good buildup. Good buildup. Work on the payoff. When Senator Joseph McCarthy claimed to have evidence of communists working in the U.S. government, where do they all allegedly work? We're talking about somewhere in New Jersey. Leo, Mike.
Is it like a place? Is it like a city?
It's a place.
I would guess.
I will say a location.
Trenton.
I'm kind of with you.
Trenton uses what the world refuses.
What year is this? I don't know.
Senator Joseph McCarthy, I want to say that was like 54, 55, something like that. It was in the 50s.
New Jersey.
Well, I don't know.
I'm going to say Asbury Park, but.
Asbury Park. Colin, do you know your mid-20th century U.S. history? Do you know where all of the alleged communists worked?
I'm going to guess Bell Labs.
Bell Labs.
Bell Labs. That is a fantastic guess. That makes sense because they might have some type of connection to technological advances in the Department of Defense. It is not correct. Going once, going twice, going three times. Team number one, Mike McHenry, make a guess.
I was thinking Bell Labs too.
Think of something else because he was wrong.
I like Johnson & Johnson.
Johnson & Johnson is not correct. The answer was Fort Monmouth.
Ah.
Senator Joseph McCarthy waving papers in his hand in front of the entire country saying, I have here proof of communists working in the U.S. government. They all allegedly worked at Fort Monmouth. There you go. That is a legitimate U.S. history question.
Very nice.
It relates to our local area. Question number three is a music question. It is a classic rock music question. In the classic rock song, The Boys Are Back in Town by Thin Lizzy. Mike McHenry, you a Thin Lizzy fan?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. In the song, The Boys Are Back in Town, their biggest hit, where will you find the boys dressed to kill on Friday night?
They're down at, are they down at Leo's? Maybe they're down at Leo's.
Mike Merrill, you know this.
I knew you were to say that.
Drinks will flow.
He worked at the Hawk for how many years? I mean,
yeah, he's. I'm gonna say Mike. The other Mike is right.
You're saying Leo's.
I'm going with him. I'm trusting these guys with my life here.
I'm gonna go Trenton.
I want that shirt.
Leo, that's a better answer. It is not correct. Team number two, you've only heard the song 64,000 times.
Got it. Carhartt's definitely got it.
Yeah, he's got it.
I don't see any hand here.
I want to say Hot Topic.
In the classic rock song, Boys Are Back in Town, Ming Chen.
Yeah, he's got it.
Go back, Ming Chen. Where will you find the boys dressed to kill on Friday night?
Is it Johnny's Place?
It is not. Okay. Oh. They do mention a Johnny's Place.
Oh, is it Tino's?
What?
Tino.
Tino. I'm going to give you 1 point out of pity because.
Pity point. That's what I was going for.
One pity point for that. It was not Tino, it was Dino. And specifically Dino's Bar and Grill.
Okay.
And yes, that is the line where the drinks will pour and the blood will spill. Friday night we'll be dressed to kill down at Dino's Bar and Grill.
I can't stop thinking about Leo.
We'll take the point.
Yeah, I knew it was sort of like that, and I was like, yes. I was like, Mike is right. I was like, yes.
If not wrong, right?
Yeah.
Dino's not here.
The EO, it's something with an EO.
Question number four. Oh my God, this is going to be a long night. Question number four, please somebody call Zoom and tell them that we're going to be up a little late, maybe put a little extra gas in the engine. Question number four, I'm looking for a first name, I'm looking for a last name. Taylor, you're going to know this in a few years if you don't know it now. What Disney Channel actress grew up in Ocean Township, Monmouth County, New Jersey?
Oh, wow.
And this is a name of an actress who has starred in larger Disney features and television series.
Oh, I know. I think I know it.
Do you?
What do you got, Mike?
Is it Ashley Tisdale?
You going with that, Leo?
I thought it was. Is Halsey a person? I'm gonna go with Meryl.
Yeah, I gotta go with Mike. The only Disney Channel thing I know right now is the constant the Descendants is the one thing that we're stuck on. But I'll go with Mike Meryl.
Mike Meryl, good news. As always, you have the finger on the pulse of 16-year-old girls, and a lot of dads want to talk to you about where your hand
that,
is.
Another thing I wanted to talk to Mike about. You shouldn't know this, Mike, and I keep telling you, gotta.
I know some things.
How many years did you work at the Hawk, Mike?
About 4 years.
4 years. Don't know the lyrics to The Boys Are Back in Town. But Ashley Tisdale, you're in there. You're right in there. You creep. Question number five is a science question. God help me. If you find yourself in the middle of a pyroclastic flow, what are you next to? If you find yourself in the middle of a pyroclastic flow, What are you next to?
Volcano, you guys?
Yeah, I was going to say lava.
Right.
I mean, I just think it's fire generally. I don't think it needs to.
Like a flow of fire seems like it would be lava, right?
I'm feeling that.
Sure.
You are correct. It is a volcano. Oh, my God. Absolutely.
Guys.
Nice job.
Explode. And question number six. Question number six is a four-word answer. I will give you 6 points for each correct word. It's worth up to 24 points. Do not worry. Don't worry, Taylor. I do give partial credit. If you get two out of six, you'll get 12 points. One out of six, 6 points, etc. All right. Question number six. It is a local question. What 2002 film starring Robert De Niro and Frances McDormand was shot in Asbury Park before the Renaissance, including scenes inside the casino building before it was gutted?
May I?
Yeah, go.
City by the Sea.
Yes.
You like City by the Sea?
Oh, wait. Oh, no.
You're wrong. You're so wrong.
Wait. Fuck. Yes. I mean, I believe that's what it was called. It was James Franco. He was like a drug addict. I saw it in the movies. God damn it. I thought it was called City by the Sea.
That. Yeah. No, I'm with that.
But that's not six words.
Four word answer, 6 points for each correct word.
Oh,
that's the name of my bet.
I mean, City by the Sea is four words. I'm going City by the Sea. I'm going.
Yeah, me too.
You are correct for 24 points. 24 points for City by the Sea. Leaning over, grabbing a piece of paper.
What I want that t-shirt, man. I want absolutely. That t-shirt.
City by the Sea for 24 points. You had Volcano. You had Ashley Tisdale. You had Pedro. And you had one pity point for Tino's. That's 19 and 24 is, what's that, 43 points in round number one. That's actually a
guys.
Very strong. What did I just do?
Yeah, I'm pretty happy. Pretty happy so far.
Yep. Okay, so I'm going to stick you guys over there. There goes Leo. Remember, keep listening because you will have a chance to steal if team number two gets an answer wrong. Here comes Colin. Here comes Ming. Here comes Angelo. Here comes Andrew. Gang is all here. Yes. All right.
Oh, man.
Angelo, you are unmuted. Ming, you are unmuted.
All right. Great questions. Great questions.
Is it?
Thank you.
This is awesome.
It is.
It's Fans of War.
Round number two. Or excuse me. Round number one for you. Team number one, remember, you can steal. Team number one, I don't want to point out anybody, but I'm a little concerned that some of you might not be able to find your raise hand button. And by that, of course, I mean Taylor. Can you please show me where your raise hand button is? There's Taylor. Look at that.
There he is.
Okay, everyone found it. Cool.
Cool.
Okay, so you'll be able to steal. Round one, question number one for you. It is a world history question. It is decidedly more difficult than who would Pedro want you to vote for. But you get the idea. I got to start out easy on them. They were first up. I'm looking for the name of a country. The Republic of the Philippines is named after the monarch of what country, or a monarch from what country? The Republic of the Philippines is named for a monarch of what country?
United Kingdom.
King Philip.
Yeah.
It's King Philip or somebody. Do we have any history buffs amongst us? Or
not with royalty.
Not with royalty. Do you think... Can I ask you guys something real quick? I just interrupt this for a second. Sure. I ran out of tequila, so then I had white wine. Is that bad? Is that
same thing?
No.
Is that a bad idea? Not a lot. Just have a little sip.
Right. Does it make you smarter? Because then it's a good idea.
No, not at all.
I like that answer though.
Yeah, United Kingdom, maybe Philip. Spain, but I'm gonna go United Kingdom.
Philip's a very Anglo-Saxon like English name.
Philip.
I'm cool with it.
Might be France.
Hold on a second here. Let's see.
Are you Googling the
No, I am not Googling. I was seeing if anyone threw out any hints.
Go with England.
All right, yeah, we're going to go with England. Sorry,
Jim. You're going with the UK. You're going with England. I will give you Great Britain if that's what it is, for the sake of this question. It is not correct.
Oh.
It is not correct. Taylor, trying to unmute you. You had your hand up, but then maybe it just went down. Taylor, do you want to try to steal for a point?
No, I just wanted to say what's up. I want to make sure my hand raising worked.
Still works, buddy. Thanks.
Okay, great.
Thanks,
bye.
Champ.
All right, bye.
It was Spain, right. Wasn't it?
Yes, it's Spain. Absolutely Spain.
Oh.
Damn it.
Yep. Sorry, guys. Sorry.
Wait, well,
question number two, a local question about a local institution. What drink at the Inkwell in Long Branch famously has had a stick of butter in every batch made since your grandparents went to gawk at beatniks in the 60s?
Hands down, Dutch coffee.
I mean, anyone?
You going along with that, Ming?
I would. It's been a while, but
who? I've never been to the Inkwell. I've heard stories. I've heard tales and legends.
Problem is, when I'm there at 3 a.m. eating chicken fingers, I'm drunk off my ass, so I'm not drinking the Dutch coffee.
It's definitely Dutch coffee.
Okay.
I say go with Kyle on this one because I have no idea.
Yeah. How confident he is. I love it.
Totally local, though, so I thank you, Jim, for digging deep. Thank you.
You're welcome. And it's got history. It starts with your parents or your grandparents and all the way up to today.
Wow.
Yes, Colin, you know it. Your doctor doesn't want you to drink it. It's 3 a.m. Why are you drinking butter? It's a Dutch coffee.
Oh, yeah.
Question Boom. Number...
Nice.
That's and awesome.
Question number three is a what is it? It's a current reasonably current pop culture question relating to the internet and viral videos. Question number three, in a 2016 viral video entitled "Damn Daniel," what kind of shoes is Daniel back at it wearing again?
White Vans.
I knew Angelo would know that one. I knew it.
Oh, sneakers, the internet? That's me, man.
You are correct. It is White Vans. Yeah, and yes, Taylor, good news. That hand-raising button still works, buddy. I got you over there.
Of course, Taylor knew the White Van question.
Emmanuel.
Oh, man.
Question number four is a video game question. Going back to 1998. What 1998 PC video game was the debut product for game developer Valve?
Valve?
Valve, known for the Steam platform.
Wow.
Is it Half-Life? What do you guys think?
I'm going 98? With Angelo.
I'm not real confident in that. What do you guys think?
98?
98. It was a PC game.
Is that a floppy disk?
Could have been. Probably CD-ROM.
Okay, Resident Evil? Right. Resident Evil?
No, 98. Can you repeat the question?
Yes. What 1998 PC video game was the debut product for the game developer Valve? And Taylor does have his hand raised.
It's got to be some kind of...
Doom.
Yeah,
I think Doom is earlier. I think Doom is earlier. I
Doom,
really think Doom.
Quake.
I thought it was too.
Quake, maybe? I don't know.
I'm not.
Are we going to really let Taylor answer this one?
Can. Yeah. Oh.
All right. Yeah. I don't know.
First, I'm going to start with you, Angelo, because you have given the most answers. What is your answer that you like, or someone else's, I guess? What is an answer you like the most out of the whole bunch? 1998.
I think Half-Life. Okay. What do you guys think?
I would go with the...
Yeah, yes.
I don't know.
Definitely.
Colin?
I don't know.
Are you going to go along with the other three?
Yeah, yeah.
This out. Because this is really exciting viewing for the people who are on the
show. I'm loving it. I'm having a great time. I don't know about people at home, but...
Hey, Taylor.
Yeah.
What is the game that I'm looking for? 1998 PC video game?
I feel like you've built me up a lot, but I don't think I know. I just thought maybe it was...
You don't raise your hand unless you know, Taylor.
I thought it was Myst. Is it Myst?
Good news, Taylor. It's not missed. Angelo, you're correct. It is Half-Life.
Nice.
It is Half-Life.
Got it.
I just want to take that that opportunity to point out that once again Taylor is wrong. Question number five. What adult beverage calls itself the champagne of beers?
You guys got it.
Miller High Life.
Miller High Life is correct.
I mean, that's up.
You're
there,
sweeping dude. The board. You're sweeping the board so far. And question number six. I'm looking for two first names. I'm looking for two last names. I don't even care what order you give them to me in. I will give you 6 points for each. I am looking for the first and last names of the two U.S. presidents with New Jersey Turnpike rest stops named for them.
Oh, wow.
It's definitely Woodrow Wilson, right?
Yes.
And what's the other one?
I have no idea.
Is it Eisenhower?
Dwight D?
I don't know.
The Eisenhower rest stop?
There's definitely Woodrow Wilson. There's definitely
Mike McHenry likes this one.
Okay, we gotta get this.
I mean, maybe we go old school. It's Jersey, right? So like George Washington and shit, you know? Who's going to pick Eisenhower? We've been here for 13 colonies, man. We were here in the beginning. What?
Jefferson one?
I think it's all the way down to South Jersey, right?
It would have to be.
Like before the Delaware Memorial Bridge?
Like down that way, yeah, I think.
Yeah. Dude, and George Washington crossed the Delaware and shit. What? You've seen the painting. I'm just totally guessing. Yeah,
Take a shot. Take a shot at something.
Fucking man, George Washington. Let's do it.
Okay.
You going George Washington and Woodrow Wilson?
Yes.
Mike McHenry, they had one correct. They got 12 points. They got 42 points. Your team has 43 points. You can pick up 2 points. And
it's our last question. This round?
It is, yes. What is the...
so close.
What is the other U.S. president that they did not name that has a New Jersey Turnpike rest stop named after them? They said George Washington. They said Woodrow Wilson.
Herbert Hoover?
Herbert Hoover is not correct. Herbert Hoover is not correct.
Herbert Hoover is a bold choice.
It was a bold choice. Had nothing to do with New Jersey, though. Woodrow Wilson rest area located just south of where 195 lets off exit 7A on the turnpike there, which is right near where Washington crossed the Delaware, which is why they would not have named it after him. The Grover Cleveland.
Cleveland.
We should have got that. Cleveland
from New Jersey. Or, yeah, I believe from New Jersey.
His name is misleading, first of all.
That would have been my eighth guess.
Well, there you go.
That's got to be the question on Cleveland Sports Kick Corner on calling the shots.
Right.
Taylor is raising his hand, I'm sure.
Taylor's hand is raised, yes. It has gone up and down about four times in the last 30 seconds. Okay, so I'm going to move you guys over. You have 42 points. They have 43 points.
I thought we did so much better.
Okay, and I'm going to bring team number... All right, here comes Taylor. Here comes Mike. McHenry, sorry. Here comes Mike Merrill. Here comes Leo. Hey,
Jim.
How's it going, buddy?
Jim, can I tell you that I had my hand raised? Yeah. I had Grover Cleveland in my mouth. That was what I was going to say.
Yeah, but Mike had raised his first.
I know.
There you go. So you had it.
Taking a shot.
Didn't work. All right. Team number two, Andrew, Angelo, Colin, and Ming, I want to give you a heads up. On round number two, you can steal. However, on round number two, if you steal and you are incorrect, it will cost you points. It will cost you 1 point for a 1 point answer, 2 points for or multiple points for a multi-part answer. So, okay, here we go. Round number two for team number one. Good news, Mike Merrill. I'm asking a Mike Merrill question. I'm looking for a number. How many children do Kim and Kanye West have together?
Mike Merrill.
Mike Merrill.
Well, Mike.
I think I'm going to go with three. I think it's three.
Three?
What do you say, Leo?
I was thinking three, but now I'm getting, is it two?
I'm going to say both. I'm actually like, it's like north and,
it's like north and I then like southwest and like northeast.
I think it, I thought it might be two, but I don't know.
I think it's
two. Do they have twins?
No.
I would say two.
I'm going to go two. Let's go two.
I'm going to stick with two.
Mike McHenry, you want to approve this or just complain later? When,
I keep thinking Jerry West, but he's not their kid, is he?
No.
Adam West is their child. R.I.P.
So they're between two and three. I just want to make sure that you don't have the opportunity to go, I can't believe you guys said that. I need some buy-in here. What do you think?
I'll go two if they say two.
Leo, what do you think?
I'm going two. Let's go two.
Going two. Mike Merrill, you say two. Taylor says two. Andrew has something to say.
Oh boy.
Andrew, what do you have to say?
I'm gonna go. You know, no, forget it. Mute me. I'm not. I pass.
Ash? Okay. I've never had to call a delay of game penalty before. Yeah. Apparently. Well, I don't know what that is. Okay. All right. I'm going to, for better or worse, I'm going to give Angelo a crack at this.
Angelo definitely knows this.
Answer's not two. Angelo, okay. how many kids do they have together?
Four.
They do have four. You are correct.
What?
Four. Nice.
They have, it's north, west, Chicago and somebody else. I forget what the fourth one.
Saint. Four kids?
Saint.
I thought it was Saint and North. I thought those were the two kids that I knew.
Yeah, me too.
Damn.
That is literally the reason I asked this question is so that I could throw this up.
That's so smart. Jim, you're the best. Nice.
And then I forgot about it. Saint, Chicago, North and West. Hey, by the way, tomorrow, if your computer hasn't shut down out of spite and anger after all of this, for 6 hours, six goddamn hours, you can have more Taylor Allen and Mike Merrill. You can have for that. Colin Carhartt is on there, too. Wow, suddenly this Friday night event seems a whole lot less exclusive.
Angelo Gingerelli.
You're right. Yep. Okay.
It's a brief taste.
I'm going to start paying a hell of a lot more attention to Leo because apparently he's the one that everyone came to see tonight.
Yeah, Leo said two, and I was like, oh, maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah.
maybe that's me.
Just very convincing.
It was going to be, I was going to say, I mean, I was pretty sad.
You were going to say three. I was going to say three. I started with three. Well, whatever. It was four. So, yeah, it was four. So it doesn't matter.
All right. Question number two is a New Jersey question. It is a local question. I was asked to ask questions about Monmouth and Ocean County, and I can come up with all kinds of questions about Monmouth County, but the less said about Ocean County, the better. So,
Angelo's got something to say about that.
Me and Angelo both grew up in
Ocean County. Shut him down.
No, Angelo, you're unmuted. And by the way, I was born at Point Pleasant Hospital. And
likewise.
After I was born there, they shut the place down. They raised it entirely. All right. So, Angelo, be ready to steal. It is a really boring Ocean County question. Annexed from Burlington County in 1891, what is the southernmost municipality in Ocean County?
Whoa!
Annexed from Burlington County in 1891, what is the southernmost municipality in Ocean County?
I want to...
You're driving down the parkway. You're going to Atlantic City. You go through it.
Right. I want to say... God damn it. It's on the tip of my tongue. Give me 1 second. I will think of it. It's an Amish word, Margate? Perhaps.
Margate?
That's not what I'm thinking, Amish? But.
All right.
It's okay. Like, oh God, not Manchester. Jesus. It's a.
Manilokan?
No. Angelo, oh boy.
Angelo, throw your hand up because this can go all night.
It could be Egg Harbor, but it's not. It's
Portly.
Ah, God damn it. I know the highway that you drive in off the parkway to get to Atlantic City, and I can't.
Manahawkin?
Manahawkin. That's what I was thinking.
You're looking for Manahawkin. That's what he's saying. Colin Carhart, please get me out of here. Annex from Burlington County in 1891. What is the southernmost municipality in Ocean County?
It's not Manahawkin?
Thanks, Colin. You're a real pal, buddy. No. The answer is Colin. Little Egg Harbor.
Oh, I said Egg Harbor, but yeah. No.
Yeah, different town.
Yep. Totally local.
Question number three. I'm looking for team number two. A couple of people might want to listen to this one. It is a pop culture question. It is a film question. It is a Marvel Cinematic Universe question. Mike, are you a Marvel Cinematic Universe guy?
A little bit.
Little bit?
You know, with me on the other team, I don't know how, you know, I don't want to say yes.
All right.
I'm ready for this one. I don't know why you're just overlooking this team, Jim.
Oh, no, I'm looking at the rest of your team.
All right.
It's you and it's that weird boxing announcer thing that you've got going on. And I mean,
are those glasses real? I don't
know. No.
Somewhere,
I wanted to look smart.
Somewhere there's a 70s conversion van where the glasses are missing from the console.
You definitely don't look smart in the glasses. You look like you like stole money out of my mom's purse.
All right. Question number three. I am looking for a first name. I'm looking for a last name. In the 2015 film Ant-Man, the first person to ever play the character of Ant-Man in a live action role made a cameo appearance. Taylor looks confident. Who was that actor?
The first person to play Ant-Man?
Let me be clear about this.
Yeah, I'm confused by the question.
Yes. And it's weird because you got those big headphones on. So it's like,
I can hear everything.
Yeah. In the 2015 film Ant-Man, the first person to ever play the character of Ant-Man in a live-action role made a cameo appearance.
Gotcha.
That means not the star.
Yes.
Who was that actor? Looking for a first name, looking for a last name.
Guys, I want to obviously Ming Chen is going to steal this, but I think it could be Stan Lee. But I don't know. I'll defer to you guys for a minute.
Ming Chen does not have his hand raised right now.
I really thought that you had this.
Yeah, I mean, that's my favorite. It's literally my favorite superhero, and I'm bummed out that I can't think of it at the moment, but I want to say Stan Lee. I don't know.
I'm going to give you a hint. I don't know if this is helpful, but it is factual. The first portrayal of Ant-Man in a live-action role was on television. It was on a television series. There you go. It was not a film. It was on television.
God damn. I don't know it. I'm going to say Stan Lee, but it's probably wrong. No,
I'm feeling Stan Lee, too.
All right, so let's go Stan Lee, and then we'll go from there.
You're going Stan Lee? Because I said Marvel Cinematic Universe cameo role, and you're not creative enough to go beyond that.
Yes. You're right, yes.
You pretty much...
If you want to, shit all over me for, not knowing this question, then sure. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know it, Jim.
Okay, that's fair enough. Yes, I'm going to... I will accept that answer. Nobody... it's not Stan Lee, by the way. I don't know if the shitting possibly might have given you a hint. But, no, it was not Stan Lee.
Was it Lou Ferrigno?
It was not Lou Ferrigno. I'm going to see... Can I...
How does Ming not know this? He's a comic book man.
I know. I did actually write it for him.
Can you just unmute him and just yell at him?
I think no. He's a nicer guy than you. I'm not doing that.
I think he's having a little too many beers and burgers from Nip and Tuck.
Okay, and now I'm going to show you. I'm going to bring these up. All right. So first, I'm going to show you from Ant-Man, the actor. Do you know who that is?
Yes.
Oh yeah, I know the face for sure. I
Now, what is his name?
Yeah, Garrett Morris. What is it?
Garrett Morris.
Yes.
It is Garrett Morris. You are correct.
That's a point right there. I mean, that's a
No. Actually, if you had answered the question before, it would have been 6 points. But no, that's no points. And here is from a sketch on Saturday Night Live in the late 70s.
Oh, come on!
That is hey, it's trivia. It's trivia,
yeah,
y'all.
Yeah, no, you're right.
You broke out the clip-on bow tie. All right, Colin.
Well, that's why Ping didn't come in, just to like...
Colin, what do you got?
Well, I was going to say Garrett Morris, but...
Yeah.
After really I showed the picture with the thing on the top that said Garrett, that's when you were going to jump in?
No, he's trying to steal my second pity point.
Yeah. all right. Let's see. Where are we now? Question number four. We are moving away from popular culture and film. I am looking for something a little bit artier. I'm looking for the first and last name of the 20th century photographer who was known for his black and white nature pictures of the American West, particularly Yosemite National Park.
I think Mike's got it.
Ansel Adams.
Yes.
You like that one, Leo?
I love that one. Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
You are correct. Ansel Adams is correct.
Very good, Michael.
And you're on the board. And
my dog's having a dream. Dreaming.
Dreaming about a cloud.
It froze, but nice picture.
That is cool. That's a great shot.
That's a great shot.
Oh, hey.
There he is.
Question number five. Again, looking for a first name, looking for a last name. Who wrote the three laws of robotics?
Ansel Adams.
Who wrote the three laws of robotics? Ming chimed in on this one.
Well, it was Bill Nye. It was Bill Nye, Optimus Prime, and the Demogorgon.
I'm just looking for one first name, one last name, but thanks for putting the effort in. Who wrote the three laws of robotics? Mike McHenry.
The Code of the Hammurabi.
Well done. Well done. 17 points, and that's the game, ladies and gentlemen. No.
Oh, I was so excited.
I was too. I don't even know what any of this means. Yeah, I was excited about that.
I'm going to go that's Isaac Newton.
Isaac Newton.
I'm going to go Fig Newton as well, just to throw another Newton in the mix.
Isaac Newton, after he discovered
relativity.
Relativity, he was like, robots are next.
Gravity.
Maybe like robot in terms of like another form of robot.
Ming Chen.
Bing, what do you got? Who wrote the three laws of robotics?
Well, you're half right. Isaac is the first name is correct. It's Isaac Asimov. I've seen in the Will Smith blockbuster.
Isaac Asimov.
Okay, I'll take half those points, please.
That's true.
Asimov was like a fashion designer.
Guys, we're blowing this round.
That's Isaac Mizrahi.
You know what? Since I like Leo more than you, I am going to give you 3 points for that.
Thank you. Whoa, only making fun of me. That's what you get. Well, that's what we get because we're on the same team.
Question number six. Question number six, your final question. Your last chance to possibly redeem yourself. It is a six-word answer. I'm going to give you 4 points for each correct word. It is a 24-point question. This is a pop culture question. Appearing on the plain black box just below the title, what is the subtitle of Cards Against Humanity? Appearing on the plain black... Appearing on the plain black box just below the title, what is the subtitle of Cards Against Humanity?
It's like a... Oh, God damn it.
Oh, I think I know it, but I don't.
It's like a game for awful people or something like that, or what is it?
Mike Merrill. You know, Mike? You guys can discuss. You don't have to.
Oh, I know. I thought it was like a game to play with friends.
It's something like that, but it's. I don't know if it's that. I think it's more like. Oh, I don't know.
I guess it's probably more fun than that.
Or is it not? Is that the catch?
I just but like in my mind, like it's like a game to play with friends. I don't really know a game to. It's six words.
Like a game for real pieces of shit. Is that what it is?
I love Jim's fucking face right now.
I'm just counting phrases.
Team two doesn't like it either. Say them out loud, Mike McHenry.
Oh, maybe man. You'll That's help a hard one, Jim.
You know, I got a five-word phrase, but it's not it because it's six. But a game of unspeakable fun. That might be something else. Oh. Like,
I mean, that sounds better than mine.
Yeah, I'll go with Mike on that. It's something like that. Jim, these are great questions, by the way.
A game of unspeakable fun? I don't know about that.
Yeah,
I don't know. I'm just gonna
vote for mine. It's a game.
A game to play with friends.
But wait a minute. We only have to get. There's six words that we have to know, and we all agree upon a game of right.
A game to play with friends is six words. But that would be the best catchphrase for a game to play with friends.
No, it's definitely not that.
But remember, I will give you partial credit if you get some of the words correct.
Okay.
So it might not be a total loss.
So wait a minute.
What about the game of unspeakable fun?
I feel like could be three of the things.
I see your hand, Ming Chen.
Oh, no.
A game of unspeakable. That's only five words.
It's a game. Oh, how about a game of unspeakable fun, bro?
Yeah. No. I said a game you could play with friends. So how about this? A game of unspeakable fun friends. That way we just got to get six words. Those are some words.
Yeah, let's do that.
You're going to go with Leo. A game of unspeakable fun friends.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jen.
It's logic. We're playing logic.
They put forth buy your mom a quart of milk. That's seven words, but okay, Ming Chen, they got two out of six. A game of unspeakable fun friends. What do you have?
I believe it's a game for truly horrible people.
Oh fuck.
That's great.
That sounds a lot more correct.
Ming Chen, you get 2 points out of that. You had three correct, but you had one incorrect. Okay. They had a game of unspeakable fun friends. They get 4 points for they get 4 points for game. So that's 8 points there. The correct answer is a party game for horrible people.
Okay.
That is what it's
people. Okay. You should have put people in there.
Yeah, party game
for horrible people. So Ming, you will get 1 point for four. You will get 1 point for horrible. You'll get 1 point for people. And I'm taking one of those away for truly. So team number two, you get 2 points on that one. They get eight. They had pity points on Isaac. That's 11. They had Ansel Adams is 17. And that's it. They had 17 in that round, which brings them 43 in the first round. That brings them to a total of 60 points. 60 points. 43 in the first round, 17 in the second. That's a neat graph. I like the way that graph goes. All right, we're going to toss you over there, and we're going to bring team number two back up for the final crack at it. Remember team number one, if you guess incorrectly in the second half of the game, it will cost you points. Easy with that button there, Taylor.
Ooh.
And
wow.
Yep. Okay. And that is everybody. We have Angelo. We have Andrew back. We have Ming back.
What's up, guys?
Sorry, couldn't remember Garrett Morris's name. Like, who remembers him from Saturday Night Live?
There you go. That is a legitimate trivia question.
It's a good question. It's a great question.
So here you go. Here's your final round. Question number one. This is the easy question number one you should have gotten last time. On the animated series Rick and Morty, the original Rick identifies himself as belonging to what dimension?
Wow.
I've never... I should probably watch it, but I don't. On you guys.
I want to watch it, but my wife... I put on some episodes and my wife didn't like it, so that was the end of that show.
My wife?
Yeah, I've seen it a couple times. I don't know this at all, though.
Pass.
Bing?
I cannot remember. Somebody's got to get this, though. Come on.
I've never seen the show, ever.
All right, Leo, I'm gonna pick you. Leo, you get this correct, it is 1 point. You get it incorrect, it is -1 point. On the animated series Rick and Morty, the original Rick identifies himself as belonging to what dimension?
I think it's C something.
That's what you get, Jim. That's what you get.
Oh, you want to maybe expound on that? See something.
See something.
Yeah, I think it's Clamordia.
Nope.
Clamordia.
That's going to cost you a point.
That's something you brought down in Ocean County.
That's nice. Going to cost you a point. The answer is C-137. C-137.
He knew it was something.
Yeah. And question number two is a local question. Again, a question I wrote. I'm sure it applies to many people who are playing today, but specifically, I will admit to kissing Ming's ass on this one. Ming... starting at Red Bank and heading south, or as they like to call it, west for some reason, on the North Jersey coastline, how many official stops are there before the end of the North Jersey coastline? You get on in Red Bank, you fall asleep heading south. How many stops do you hit?
So, oh man. So,
Little Silver,
Father's,
Long Branch.
Right.
I'm going to give you a hint, and I'm going to say not all North Jersey Coast trains stop at every official stop.
Oh, so where are we starting?
You start at Red Bank.
Going
and
south.
I want to know, you're going south. I want to know how many official stops are there before the end of the line.
Bayhead. What?
So from the back, Bayhead, Point Pleasant, Manasquan, Spring Lake, Belmar, Asbury,
Bradley Beach,
Asbury, Allenhurst, Elberon,
Long Branch,
Little Silver,
wow,
Red Bank.
That's 11, not including Red Bank. I don't think if we're going.
No, you're getting on at Red Bank. So
don't count Red Bank.
Don't count Red Bank.
Yeah, so that would be
11.
Yeah.
That was impressive, man.
Yeah, man, that was good.
But is it, we're going from Red Bank south, so we're hitting all those spots, right? What time of day is this happening? Train A is moving at what speed?
Right. Very specific.
The one that would be missing would be Monmouth Park Racetrack, and that's not one that's usually open.
No.
So I think that's where that part of the question came.
Well, that was amazing. I'm so, Colin can.
Okay. Colin, I'm going to reread the question. I want you to decide. Starting at Red Bank and heading south, officially west, on the North Jersey coastline, how many official stops are there? What?
Southwest?
Completely
arbitrary.
We look at it and it's south, but New Jersey Transit calls it east and west. That's what I'm saying. So, yeah, starting at Red Bank and heading south on the North Jersey coastline, how many official stops are there before the end of the line?
Little Silver, Long Branch, Elberon, Allenhurst, Asbury, Bradley, Belmar, Spring Lake, Manasquan, Point, Bayhead. 12?
That's a. I mean, that's 11. I think.
11.
That's what I counted.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
I say we go with 11.
Yeah. That's,
you say 11. Taylor has his hand raised. His hand up. Taylor.
Yeah.
You got something to say, buddy?
Yeah, I just wanted to congratulate Colin on that. It was really nice. That was it.
All right. And once again, folks, if you'd like 6 hours of this, tune in tomorrow to the Save the Saints live stream. All right. So you are going with 11. All right. And I am going to show you a current screenshot. It's going to be really distorted because it's
is it the map of the thing?
It's the actual screenshot of.
Here you go, yeah. One.
What do you see, Colin?
One, two, three, four. Wait, Monmouth Park doesn't count, right?
No, Monmouth Park does count, Colin. Monmouth Park counts. Monmouth Park counts. It's on
not
the
always
schedule.
Open. This is bullshit.
Yeah, there's no time listed on there.
But what? It's your answer is 12, but yeah. Mine is 11, and it's mine's yeah. Right.
What was the wording of the question, Colin? How many official stops are there, Colin? How many official stops are there?
What
you even brought it up yourself. You brought it up yourself, Colin Carhartt.
What is an unofficial stop then?
What
is an unofficial stop?
Where they're not supposed to stop.
Hold the emergency brake.
When you hit a deer would be an unofficial stop.
When a hobo's on the track.
Yeah, but it's not always on.
Yeah. And
you can't stop there in the winter.
I also said you can stop there in the winter. You can.
I don't think you can.
No, I'm not giving that one to you, Colin. Not giving it to you. I specifically said there. Not every train stops at every.
In you, Colin.
You like the other team more. We this is crazy.
No, it's not your fault. That's a trick question.
Oh, I love it though. It is totally local trivia. So Jim gets a point on that one.
Damn it. Yeah, but I just got called out on a trick question, which is not. I don't like that.
So was it 11, and then you got called out on it, and then just decided?
No. I have it written down as 12. Absolutely. Because to me it's an official stop if the train ever has times that it stops there.
I mean, I guess official, yeah.
I didn't question know. Number three: what did Dennis the Menace keep in his back pocket?
Slingshot. Yeah,
slingshot.
Yes, slingshot for 6 points. Question number four: what country is Daily Show host Trevor Noah from originally?
I think it's South Africa, right?
South Africa, yeah.
Is that right, everybody?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Question number five.
Wow.
What is the common name for the technology that is governed by specifications known as 802.11? And I'm going to tell you right now, this is a technology that at least 3 out of 4 of you have used at some point in your life. What is the common name for the technology that is governed by specifications known as 802.11? You have seen those numbers before.
I don't even know what you're saying. It doesn't even sound like English.
It's a number. 802.
811. It's like a stereo manual or something. I don't know what you're talking about.
It is a specification by the IEEE, the International Electronic. I don't even know.
I thought they're IP addresses.
This is confusing.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
Pass.
I'm going to, let's see.
Is there a pass button?
There is not a pass
Taylor
button.
Taylor has his hand up right now. Do not respond to him. Do not respond to him because he's not going to answer.
Taylor, leave those glasses on, by the way. They look sweet.
There you go.
Ride it to the wheel.
IEEE 802.11.
Sounds like a Terminator.
Now, what is that?
That is what I'm asking. What is the common name for the technology that is governed by specifications?
Is that FireWire? I'm going with Farwar.
Going Farwar?
Farwar.
I'm guessing IP addresses.
He says IP addresses.
Oh, man.
You guys check it out. I don't think I...
I'll go with Ming. I'll say IP addresses.
You're going IP addresses. Colin.
I'll go with Ming.
Ming, you're going IP addresses. Team number one, anyone want to take a crack at this? Going once, going twice, going three times. 802.11 is Wi-Fi.
That
is Wi-Fi. It's on every single Wi-Fi router. It's on the box of every Wi-Fi router. And yeah. Question number
lightning.
Yeah. Six. Question number six is the final question of the game. It is a three-word answer. I will give you 8 points for each correct word. It is a tough question because we haven't had a tough enough time in this round already. On the sitcom Parks and Recreation, what is the name of the ridiculously complicated tabletop game invented by Ben Wyatt?
Oh.
And I know what you're talking about, too.
It was on the reunion last night. They said it.
Who played Ben Wyatt? Adam Scott?
Yeah, Scott.
It's something like Settlers of Catan, but not that. Like, it's like a takeoff on that.
You're right. But I can't even begin to, you know.
Yeah, you really throw some softballs here, Jim.
Yeah.
Dude, if you said Monmouth Park. You said Monmouth Park, you prince. You said it and then didn't repeat it.
You heard my reasoning of why it wasn't in there.
Doesn't mean I agree with it.
Yeah.
It's on the schedule, you miserable son of a bitch.
I'll rue the day, Jim.
You will rue the day!
God is my witness.
A pox on the house of Carhartt for seven generations!
Oh, man. That was a real tense moment in the game.
It was.
Oh, man.
Taylor shockingly wants a crack at this one.
Let's go.
Give it to him.
Angela, what did you say?
It's something like Settlers of Catan, but it's not that. It's like that kind of thing, though.
You guys want to go with Settlers of Catan?
It's definitely not. That's definitely not the answer.
But it's something like game. That. No, pass. We don't know. We don't know, Jim.
Angelo, you want to say Settlers of Catan?
I feel like Jim is pressuring me to say that, so I guess yes, I'll say it.
Yeah, I am. Trying to pressure you, buddy.
Let's go. Do it. Pull the trigger. Settlers of Catan.
Settlers of Catan is what they say. Taylor, what is the name of the ridiculously complicated tabletop game?
Is it Cones of Dunwood?
It is not Cones of Dunwood.
Wow.
It is not Settlers of Catan. You will, Angelo, you do get 8 points for the word of.
Got it.
Absolutely. You get 8 points for of. Taylor, you get 1 point for cones, and then I take it away because it's not Dunwood, it's Dunshire. Dunshire. So you do not get the bonus points. Team number two does get the 8 points on that one.
Wow.
So you get 8 points on of. You get 6 points for South Africa. You get 6 points for slingshot. And that is 20 points for round number two. Now I'm going to bring all these hoodlums back. And
I think we won.
I think we did.
I don't know. I think it was closed.
I get my own shirt.
You win your own shirt.
I'm stoked.
Hey, man, those shirts are expensive.
Yeah.
Freaking expensive.
All right, everybody is back. All right, somebody cost team number one a point on that last one, trying to jump. Oh, Leo, that was on you. You lost a point. You went from 60 points to 59 points. And they went into round number two with 46 points. They squeaked out 20 with Settlers of Catan, bringing it to 66 points. Team number two are the winners. Team number two are the winners. And because of that last minute save, I am calling the MVP on this game, Angelo Gingerelli, ladies and gentlemen. Angelo Gingerelli.
Yes.
Pulled the game out against the advice of his team captain, who said, no, let's give up. Let's go home. Let's quit. Let's be losers and admit defeat. And Angelo Gingerelli said, if this fat prick on the computer continues badgering me, I will go along with it. So, yes, Angelo Giudicelli, I salute you, sir.
Well done, Angelo.
I'm not going to laugh. Good, guys. Good.
Appreciate it.
That was intense.
I thought Taylor was going to get the question about the 802.11. Like, as a guy that works in telecommunications, I thought he was going to get it.
No, I felt more confident in the Parks and Rec question that I got wrong.
Man, that was intense.
Yeah.
Do some replay.
That was great.
It was really touch and go there for a couple
of minutes. I feel like we should do this every day.
We should end every night like this.
One more game.
I'll be honest with you. This has all been this successful because of Jim's questions. Like, Jim's questions were fantastic.
Jim runs this. Yeah, no question.
Yeah.
Yeah,
man.
That was great.
Oh, what's the prize for the MVP again?
You get
for the MVP.
A dinner.
You get to be on the Saint live stream tomorrow night at 5 o'clock.
Trauma's Trotteria gift certificate.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Angelo, no, that's good. I'm psyched about that. I can't wait to go there with people other than you guys.
It's gonna be awesome. Try the mussels. I've heard nothing but good things.
VIP the quest.
Oh man, no pizza. Please.
Well, there you go. I have nothing left. I have nothing left. Jim,
you have another trivia game after this one, Jim?
No, no.
I do this three nights a week, twice a night. Wow. Yeah, you can. That's what it's called. It's called Trivia Hubbub. You can find me on Facebook. It does not last as long. It lasts about 45 minutes. Because Taylor Allen hasn't gotten there yet.
Everything you say sounds like my quarantine naps.
Jim, do you write the questions for each? They're great. Yeah. It's great.
They really are great, Jim. Thank you.
And you really customized it. You customized it for totally local.
It was great.
That's what we do.
Do you guys think the biggest upset was when Colin missed the Monmouth Park at the? Was that the most biggest upset?
I think it's still questionable. I think we could talk to other people about it.
Right. I feel like, well, I mean, you guys won, so it's like Trump winning and being like, "Oh, I won. This is rigged. Like, why did I win?"
I know.
All right.
I'm just gonna.
I was surprised it wasn't an Evans area question. I was waiting for it.
I was looking for an Evans area. I was looking for a Marconi Road question, and I couldn't get a good Marconi.
Oh, Marconi Road,
River Hills, Wall area.
There you, Colin. I'm just gonna
submit this. Wall Township.
No, I see it.
Yeah. Okay. There you go.
So tomorrow night, how's that going to work? It's just going to, is it a Zoom thing?
It's going to switch around? It's kind of like a Zoom thing that Ming has set up. There's people are going to be in a green room situation online, which it's really cool actually. And we're going to kind of plug people in as it goes on. And it's awesome.
Wow.
I think I'm probably going to record my video tonight and email it to one of you.
Okay. Sounds great.
But Taylor, I'm going to call you.
Juices are flowing.
Mike, are you going to be live or are you going to be?
I would love to be live. Honestly.
Yeah.
It'll just be like this. It'll be great.
Hell yeah.
So am I going to do it from the Saint or am I going to do it from my home?
You're definitely going to do it from your home unless the Saint is open.
Sounds like a great idea.
So yes, I would like to. I think it makes more sense for me to do it live.
Absolutely, yeah, I'm with that. Yeah,
put together.
Yeah, just Mike Merrill. Be sure that you can get over to the Saints at the very end for the big hug and kiss part, because that's the thing they're really pushing.
That's what I want. I don't care anything anymore. I just want to hug.
That's so hot in Huntington Beach right now.
How long is this thing? 6 hours.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's really?
It's or more? Maybe more. We don't know.
Yeah. Could be longer.
Could be longer. Yes.
All right. No, this is good. I like it. I'll see you guys. I'll see everybody tomorrow.
All right.
Get to sleep.
No, I'm not. Jim. We get to keep doing this.
I'm gonna throw this this poster up on our way out and let it hang for a while. I thank you all for playing. I had a great time.
Likewise.
Let's do this
a rematch at some point. Rematch, maybe.
Hell yeah!
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Let's do this again in another 2 or 3 years.
Yes.
Thank you, Jim. Thanks, guys. Jim. Great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'll see y'all Super Bowl Sunday.
Oh man.
Later, guys.
That's awesome.
See you later.
Bye, guys.
Save the save, guys.
Are we still live?
We are still live. They can hear us, but
they can hear us and they can see us.
Can see us now?
All kidding aside, how do I get my T-shirt and gift certificate?
It's in the works.
This guy's got kids. Let him.
Yeah, I need both of those items really bad.
It's in the works. I need T-shirt sizes, first of all. What's your T-shirt size?
I saw you at Mauricio's, didn't I, Angelo?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know I like a good slice of pizza.
Yeah, man.
Get a pity T-shirt.
A pity T-shirt.
I heard they have
yeah, I got some pity point. It's Dino's Bar and Grill. Dino's.
Back in town.
Yeah.
Well, Andrew, if I don't get a shirt, I'm going to calm you down.
Dude, you lost, man.
Nah, that's okay. If I don't get a shirt generally, I'm going to eat. I'm going to text you with my size and my address.
I mean, if you text me with your size, you'll definitely get a shirt. I mean, I'm gonna order the shirt. So
remember that one that we hung out on? We did shots early in the quarantine?
Yeah.
I wasn't cool. I wasn't cool in there.
Yeah. Cool at all.
That was terrible.
You get a free T-shirt, too.
I like, man, a T-shirt. I don't think it's free.
Are you guys just gonna bully me into giving labor. You're gonna bully me into all giving you T-shirts?
All of them.
Is this like a participation trophy? Like everyone gets one?
It's like kids' night at the Apollo.
I put my time in.
It's like Apollo Kids. All of them.
Jim, is this a long broadcast right now?
Yeah, we're still going. We're still going.
How many viewers?
The longest tournament you've ever hosted.
Is anyone watching this?
Is anyone? Yeah, there's a couple people watching.
Oh, man. All right, guys, this is a blast. I'll see you tomorrow at the same. Yeah. Appreciate it.
Yeah, see
later,
you
man. Break.
See you later.
Congrats.
So that whole
thank you.
It's a virtual Saint thing. People aren't gonna go.
No, in my mind, like, though, I was actually kind of excited because I thought maybe I would like just go and it would just be like me, Ming, and Taylor very far from each other. And like with a fucking camera, and I was gonna play a set, and that was in my mind.
You're just trying to get hugs, man. You're just like, how can I get some?
I just want to feel like I'm leaving my house to do something.
You can open from the iconic corner where all the young bands are like on the street at 5 o'clock,
loading up. I really thought about it. In all honesty, I really thought about it, and I was like, at first, I was just your typical disgusting human. I was like, whatever, the Saint, whatever, things come and go. But then I really thought about it. I was just like, that's like an independent music venue that is untouched by all the shenanigans that are going down by the shore, and it's like a really, it's really important. You know, it's like a really important thing to have a music venue like that.
I agree. I feel like it's a thing that would be, even if it's like, even if they had met their goal that they were trying to set a couple weeks ago, I think it would be kind of.
It'll be interesting how it plays out. Either like it's an event, either way.
It's like, an event either way.
I mean, it's a 5-hour thing. That's ambitious that they're doing that.
Fuck yeah. Rock and roll, man.
I want my thing to be. Honestly, I was shocked that when I was put on that poster as a comedian and I saw it, I was like, Bill Third. I was like, shit, I gotta throw something together.
Well, I know. In my mind, I was like, am I doing 5 minutes? I don't know what I can
do. And I was freaking out about it. I talked to Keller yesterday. So. All right, I'm gonna go eat some lasagna.
All right, guys.
All right. Lasagna. This is good. Good times. Thanks a lot, Jim. Thanks for everything.
Thank you all. Yes.
Thanks, Andrew. Thanks, Jim.
All right.